Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
The following is a Chairshot Radio Network retro presentation of the Babyface Heel podcast with Patrick O'Dowd, Miranda Morales, and Greg DeMarco.
Oh, Phoenix!
Hey, yo.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I'd actually like to take this opportunity to wish
Greg DeMarco Show
the best in all his future endeavors.
You're welcome.
Acknowledge me.
It is time for the Babyface Heel podcast. Kyle, get out your pen, your paper, and your stopwatches. We're diving right into the show this week, my friend. All thanks to you and your feedback, which I really did appreciate. That's why I'm saying that right now, hoping that you're listening and giving me timestamps for this. This is the Babyface Heel podcast. My name is Greg DeMarco. With me, as you heard before the opening of the show, are Patrick O'Dowd and Miranda Morales. I'll give you their information later in the show because we're trying to change it up and trying to do better. And I really like it's I make fun and I jest, but I did appreciate it and want to make that better. So we are going to do that. Don't adjust your headsets, by the way, when Patrick O'Dowd talks. He is not in a tunnel. He is not on the moon. He left his microphone at work because he brings a podcasting microphone to work for some reason, and we're stuck with his computer audio. So that's all.
Yes, you are. You're stuck with my computer audio because I want the people at work to not have to deal with computer audio. So I try to be,
you know,
just try to be a good partner, man. I just try to be a good partner. And I forgot.
Work doesn't provide you with a headset?
I don't like wearing a headset. Oh. Like,
yeah,
I use the speaker bar and a microphone. So, like, I hate that I wear headphones for the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, every week. I hate it.
You used to wear earbuds.
Yeah.
He's got nothing.
I have AirPods and they don't connect with an Apple laptop. Yeah,
gotcha.
So there's that too.
I never even thought about it. Mine are actually right here because I was just using them earlier. I never even thought about trying to use them for the show. I don't care. All right. So anyway,
I did today.
Yes, you did. Here you are. So. On the headphones and the computer microphone. So, yeah, Patrick O'Dowd, you sound like something between, a cross between like cleanup on aisle four, which we did last week on the hashtag Miranda Show, and the ring announcer of an independent wrestling show. You somewhere in between those is what you sound like, actually. So,
okay.
So,
I mean,
or worse things to be. You know,
repeating your order back through the drive-thru. That too.
Gotcha. Yep. Yeah. Well, let's not go too long talking about how you can't hear me, because we wouldn't want Kyle to be upset.
Poor Kyle. Kyle's the star of the show this week.
See, now I'm on board.
You are
on board, Greg.
I like it.
You gave me a name.
Yes. And Miranda, I don't know why, but you're a little lower than everybody else right now. I don't know if it's a...
Mine's been weird all afternoon, day.
It's also more echoey than usual, even though you've from where you are. I don't know. Did you drop your microphone?
No.
Okay. Anyway, who cares? We will figure all that stuff out later. We want to talk. So we talked about the demos and all that stuff. And I do want to dive into that because, I mean, here's my problem. Okay. And it's a twofold problem. Number one, everything's about the demos. And there's one thing that AEW fans cannot answer for. Okay. If AEW was winning the viewership but losing the demos, they'd be telling us why the demos don't matter. Like, it's not really about the demos. It's not really about the quote-unquote most important metric. It's about being right and being wrong. And that's that. That basically, they came up with something, and now they just try to manipulate whatever they can to be right. And I just don't get it. I just don't understand why we have to do that and why we have to be there. But that's not really what – because we've talked about that before. We've been there, right? We've had those conversations. I've seen a lot more from this weekend into this week of wrestling Twitter was ruining my love for wrestling. Like, people are literally stopping enjoying wrestling because of Twitter. And I understand that, right? And well, I did. I understood. And then somebody said it and it hit me. I was just – it's almost everybody who's saying that watched wrestling before there was ever Twitter and loved wrestling before there was ever Twitter. And I guess the message that I have, and I tweeted this, ironically enough, is if wrestling Twitter is enough to ruin your love for wrestling, you don't have a wrestling problem. You have a Twitter problem. Like, why are you putting so much of your life into Twitter to where it can really ruin your love for something? Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, that's really – it's funny because this were a video podcast. Everybody watching would think Miranda was on Twitter right now, even though she doesn't have Twitter. Because she's obviously on her phone. Like, you can just tell by the way she's sitting. But – and she's got that guilty smile on her face, which means she's not doing show research, as she normally calls it. But my thing – like, you are?
Somewhat. I'm on Twitter to research what everyone is saying on Twitter.
You're not on Twitter. You're the Twitterless heroine.
She can still go on Twitter.
I can still go on Twitter.
So you're just a lurker. That's what you are. Okay.
She can even log into the ChairShot account if she really wanted to. She's tweeted from the ChairShot account.
That's true.
I needed
somebody to live tweet over this weekend. I should have called you up.
Yeah, you could have. So that's my thing. Like, why is Twitter that important that it can ruin people's love for pro wrestling?
Are you asking that like?
No, that's a real question.
Because we don't interact in any other way anymore. Like, really, as a people, like, we don't. Everything is, at least a good chunk of our world is focused on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Twitch. It's all these social media platforms. And so you really, at least from what I've seen, and this is purely anecdotal, like, I don't have any research behind this, but it's your interaction, it's your human interaction, and it impacts people. It impacts their mood. It impacts how they feel. Like, people get upset over, things being tweeted about them, stuff being, you know, put up about them on Insta, stuff that they love being ripped on and run down. I mean, you look at just not even just wrestling, but like everything, has this toxicity to it, and the anonymity behind it all makes it really easy to say whatever and make it to where you can be more vile than you normally would be, or you can be more, I don't know if angry or edgy is the right way to describe it. So even when you're making an argument, like, it just, I don't know, it just, it comes off as poor, and everybody's on it. So everybody's a part of it. Like, it's as much as we want to say, don't do what everybody else does. People do what everybody else does. And then you sit there and you think it's ridiculous. And then, you know, you're like Greg, who occasionally disappears from Twitter for months at a time and then comes back on a tweet storm for like an hour where he just goes all in on one particular topic.
And then I'm gone.
And it's mildly, and then he's gone again. Yes. He's like Batman, puff of smoke. And then there's Brandon, who's widely never been on Twitter as anything more than a lurker.
Well, I also think it's the way that all of this is presented. Literally, when you are on Twitter, you go from tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet. So the quantity of looking at all of those tweets in one sitting is overwhelming. When the reception is fairly negative, as Patrick mentioned, you know, people are feeling more comfortable being negative because they can hide between, yeah, you know, being anonymous. And so when you see that in succession on any social media, but specifically Twitter, because the emphasis is on short characters and, you know, small words, like, it gets straight to the point of what you like and what you don't like. And when you see your feed so full of, you know, negative responses, it just gets overwhelming to the point where you start to absorb that negativity. And you start to believe that because all you see is bad things. And even the good glimmers or the good tweets that may come through occasionally isn't enough to overcome the negativity.
Patrick, I muted you because you have a ton of feedback. I was trying to text you this information, but I wondered if it was you. And then when I muted you, it went away. And I can't unmute you, though. You're going to have to unmute yourself here in a minute. But I want to read you guys a quote, and I'm not going to tell you who it's from yet, but I will. And it's a quote that I stumbled upon today, and it's very, very interesting. And so I wanted to read it to you guys and see what you thought about that before we do something else. It says, unfortunately, the days of gauging ideas or reading constructive criticism on Twitter are over. It's mostly just hyperbole or trolls trying to give their hottest takes so their tweets are the most liked. As a creator or someone in the spotlight, if you tweet something out, no matter what it is, you likely just created your own hate thread. Although social media has turned into an overcrowded cesspool of toxicity, there are still ways to use it as an effective tool. I wanted to figure out a way to do Twitter without actually having to do Twitter. So, Patrick, you unmuted yourself. So, you want to guess who that is?
God, I don't know. Better not be Tony Khan. No. That would be hilarious. It'd be delightfully ironic.
Miranda, any guesses on who that is?
I don't know. Lance Storm.
No, not Lance Storm. But if I could be serious for a minute, I will read you the next part of the quote, which I purposely let off because it's going to it's going to give it away. It says, I wanted to figure out a way to do Twitter without having to actually do Twitter. So I started writing my thoughts in the bio. Most of the time, I just post and ghost and have no idea if people liked what I wrote. I knew I was going onto something when the boys in the locker room would reach out and tell me. So that was from one of the Young Bucks. One of the Young Bucks whose careers have been built on social media. Hating social media because of how toxic it's become. Now, many would argue they're part of the problem because they're just spreading toxicity through their bio by making fun of people being able to afford sneakers and stuff like that. But it's interesting that someone whose career and company is basically rides on social media had to get off of it because they deleted their accounts for a while. They each had their own individual accounts. Now they just have a Young Bucks account and they only post in their bio and their only tweets are new bio. And then people go read their bio. And of course people do it because they're sheep, but I don't know. I'm just, I guess it's concerning to me that Twitter can ruin someone's love for wrestling, but you're so ingrained in Twitter that instead of just not going on Twitter while you're watching wrestling, you have to let it ruin what you're doing or muting all those words. I've seen people post screenshots of all the words they've muted and it's all AEW, Dynamite, Rampage, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, WWE. Like they're like Young Bucks, Tony Khan. Like they're literally muted all those words so they don't see them. And I thought about trying it, but I just haven't because I'm not on there that much. And I was really concerned about how much stock we put into our lives and social media, because it wasn't always like that. And I know things change and things evolve, and I've been a big proponent of that. Like, we can't just be stuck in the old days. But, well, you guys both know this, and Patrick even alluded to it. It was November of 2019 where I literally just took my social media off my phone. Because we used to all message on Facebook, and I remember talking to you guys being like, I have to text now, and here's why. Because they literally, and it's been documented what I went through during that time period, and I'll post about it here in November when it hits the two-year mark. But I deleted Facebook off my phone, I deleted Twitter off my phone, I left Instagram. At the time, I wasn't really posting or doing anything on Instagram. And a week later, I found myself on Instagram way too much, so I deleted Instagram. And when I finally went back, I guess I don't remember how long I was off. It was a good 6 months to a year before I actually reinstalled the apps on my phone. If I got on them, I got on the computer. And I had to get on for posting about IZW and things like that, but that was really it. And now I'm not married to it. Like, now I go on to Twitter, I tweet or I see whatever, I go, and there'll be days that go by where I don't tweet. And those are also days that go by where I'm not even on it. I don't even see what's going on there. And it's okay. I found that life actually is still okay when I don't go on to Twitter. And I really think that, I guess that's my advice to people. Try logging off for like a week. Like, how crazy does that, people are hearing this right now and think I'm fucking nuts. Log off Twitter for a week.
Crazy.
It's like, no, it's like I told them to cut off their right thumb. Like, log off Twitter for a week. That's just, now, if you cut off your right thumb, you couldn't tweet anyway. So maybe that's a good route to go. But you could still, you just learn to scroll with a different finger. I mean, people learn how to use their hands differently. Trust me, I've seen Miranda have to go on social media right after she got her nails done. It's funny to watch. But you just can't, like, I don't know. I dare someone out there who's listening to take a challenge and go off Twitter for a week. And how many people you think will take me up on that?
Probably none.
Yeah.
I would go none.
The number's somewhere between zero and zero. Like, literally, no one's going to do that.
You never know. Maybe you're somebody's right. Going to be like, DeMarco's right. I should try this.
Be negative, because then someone's going to say, you know what? I don't like that Greg DeMarco. I'm actually going to go on Twitter to prove him wrong. And then someone creates a Twitter account.
And it's, I do think some of it's generational, though, too, like when it comes to the use of social media, because, like, we joke about my Twitter presence or lack thereof. Like, I tweet, I read tweets, I share tweets, I comment on tweets. I tend not to reply to people when they reply to me, especially if, like, I'm smart enough to recognize bait. And a lot of times if you write something about wrestling and somebody replies to you, it's bait. Yeah. And they want you to get riled up. They want you to get upset because,
mm-hmm.
Right. And so I've gotten to the point where, I won't really engage once I put like my thought out there, other than to maybe clarify what I was getting at, if it seems like the person maybe didn't understand what I tweeted. Now, my good friend Greg DeMarco on occasion has walked in on Patrick O'Dowd being baited, and then Greg just takes up the argument.
I do.
Which I find hilarious.
I do.
I appreciate you jumping in for your boy.
Of course.
But it's really hard to do, because the other kind of tough part about being a wrestling fan and on Twitter is, you know, this, it's your whole, it's such a special kind of investment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in a medium, like, and I think the only comp I have, like, most wrestling fans that I know are as invested in professional wrestling the way I am in the St. Louis Cardinals baseball organization. Like, it is very much a central part to their joy. And so, and that's the thing, is I don't begrudge somebody who loves AEW, right? Or loves the WWE. But when you're so protective of it and you're so just defiant of it, and then you have to call me, a WWE sheep to feel good about what you're watching because you don't like that I would point out that 200,000 more people watched Sasha Banks than CM Punk. Like, what does my pointing out that fact actually do to your enjoyment of the product that you proclaim to love so
much? But it's not about that.
Like,
it really isn't right. about that. It's all about being right and being wrong. It's all right. about proving that how they feel about wrestling is proven right, or how somebody else feels about wrestling is proven wrong by ratings, by whatever it may be. And the way the ratings work, one wins the demo, one wins the overall viewership. You can literally spin it any way you want. What I find really funny is that until Chris Jericho and Tony Khan start talking about demo ratings, wrestling news sites never reported the phrase key demo ratings. Key demo ratings started after AEW premiered. Like, it just never, ever, ever a thing. And when Raw and Nitro were at war, no one ever talked about a freaking demo. They only talked about the viewership and the rating point. Like, it's just silly, and it mattered more back then. Like, and comparing SmackDown to Rampage, like, one wasn't even on the same channel it's always on. Like, one was available in half the house, less than half the household it's usually available in. The other one was in its same time slot, its same channel that it's always been on, and still technically lost, although you could say technically won. But if it was reversed and Rampage had to switch networks and SmackDown beat Rampage, what's the first thing they would say? Well, it wasn't on its normal network. Like, it's just all about convenience, and it's all about, you know, trying to be right and trying to be wrong. And so while all the stuff you're saying about why people are on Twitter and all that, it makes sense, but I feel like they can live together. I feel like you can be on Twitter and still enjoy wrestling. I feel like it's just this need to, like, speak and need to log off. Like, it's just created this culture of being everybody has to be right or wrong. Like, and you have to hate who's right and who's wrong. Like, I think the last set of elections taught us that. Like, you just, if they're not on your same side, you hate them. And there's just no other way about it.
It's a very fair point about where we live in this point in time in society. And even though it doesn't matriculate into other forms of sports, it absolutely can stem from other forms of entertainment or politics. I think that for some odd reason, wrestling feels so compartmentalized that and it could be just the divisions of different types of wrestlings. I mean, hell, even going back to the territory days. But, you know, there was a division within wrestling. But also, most of the people who now have this division weren't even alive when the territories existed. So you wonder how this was instilled in them. What is driving them to do this? And it could feel like almost this justice of, whether it's they don't like WWE or they feel like AEW is more for them, you know, it's almost that you always want to be kind of on the right side of history. And maybe it's this feeling of, you know, if I'm on this side or that side, I am on the right side of history, when it doesn't matter. It truly doesn't matter on, say, what side you are or what you prefer, because we are truly in a time where there is more wrestling content, more wrestling promotions, more wrestling period than there ever has been. So to feel so divided in a time when we have the most we've ever had just feels silly. It feels so silly to try and make a divide when there's literally everywhere you turn, there's more and more wrestling.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But I'm already tired of talking about this topic because it's not going anywhere. And that's the thing. Like, we can't fix it. All we can do is choose how it affects us and leave the rest to be how they are. And I'm sorry for those people who are so who are so influenced by it and how it can really hurt their love for something that has given all three of us and so many others so much joy, so much escape, and so much of everything we've needed at different times in our lives. I don't want anything to ruin it. So let's help with the time. So according to my clock, which doesn't factor in the opening commercials, we are sitting at about 24 minutes. So Miranda, I think we can take a break and sell some shirts. What do you think?
Oh, yes, Greg, we got the time now. And in order to do that, Greg, can you go ahead and wind it up?
time.
Oh, yeah. You know it's time for you to go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot to get your very own Chair Shot t-shirt today. When you go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, you're going to find over 25 different t-shirt designs in support of TheChairShot.com. That includes the new Chair Shot linear t-shirt. That includes various t-shirts of Always Use Your Head, the OG Chair Shot logo, Chair Shot Worldwide, the Chair Shot Corona t-shirt, and much, much more at ProWrestlingTees.com. And when you go there, you can order any t-shirt in any style you want, including soft style. So that means you can get the Everybody Hates Greg t-shirt in soft style. That means you can get the hashtag, say, Tag Team Wrestling t-shirt, the unofficial official t-shirt of Patrick O'Dowd. And of course, you can get the Queen of Soft Style t-shirt in soft style. Yo, yes, yes, you can. So much more available at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Again, t-shirts start at $19.99, but a few extra dollars, you can order it in soft style. You can customize your colors and the type of t-shirt you want, which is a bargain for you. So what are you waiting for? You can go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot to get your t-shirt today. That is ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
So I'm genuinely concerned about people's use of social media and how it's affected their love of pro wrestling. But to me, pro wrestling is about having fun. So we need to bring some fun back in. And well, you know, I'm not that original. There's only one way for me to have fun. It's time to play.
So basically, the fourth edition. Decided that I don't get to love pro wrestling anymore. Correct. That's what I just heard there.
Because it's time for the fourth edition of the Wrestling Game Show. Patrick O'Dowd is the current reigning defending undisputed Wrestling Game Show champion. Therefore, he will go first.
Acknowledge him.
We should. The game show soundbite's in a different spot, so there's no acknowledge me right now. I'll play it for you. I'll play it for whoever wins. We'll get to be the acknowledge me of the week.
So Miranda, when Miranda wins.
I don't know. We'll see. You won last time.
You're the champion right now.
And you won by a sizable margin. Like,
I'm still reeling after my game show experience on the DWI podcast.
Greg Valentine is definitely an Intercontinental champion. Definitely an Intercontinental.
Thank you very much. Damn it.
I was, and I could have kept going. Like, there were so many IC champs they didn't say. But I have five topics, as you guys know, and the five questions within each topic. They're Jeopardy-style questions, but you don't have to say who is or whatever because I'm just not that much of a stickler. This week, however, to further rip off the Jeopardy theme, there will be a final question. I don't know if we're going to call it a main event, a curtain call. I'm going to call it the curtain call. I don't know. There will be a final question. You will wager points on said final question and see who can come up. And there will, I'll give you the category, wager the points, all that stuff. So are you ready to hear the five topics for the fourth edition of the Wrestling Game Show?
Yes.
Topic number one, masked gimmicks for unmasked wrestlers. Number two, the European Championship. Number three, hashtag save tag team wrestling. Number four, WrestleMania 14. Number five, Braun Strowman. Those are your five categories for this edition of the Wrestling Game Show. So, yes, the people who pay me to work at a job may or may not have spent a little bit of time at work doing some of this, but that's okay.
I just realized one time you do this, you just need to have a category that's Baron Corbin and every answer is sucks. Like, just
now I got to wait like forever and do it when you're not on.
I'll take sucks.
Yes, I'll just do the category would just be sucks. It'll just be sucks, and it'll be everybody that I think sucks. Because as you know, I'll remind everybody, if there is an opinionated question in here, you're answering the opinion of Greg DeMarco. Like, that's just – it's a given for you guys. But I should do a category of people who suck. Like, Abyss would be on there. Baron Corbin would be on there. There'd be a question about one person that everyone thinks sucks but absolutely does not. That would be Jinder Mahal. Like, we could definitely do that topic. So that'd be good. All right, Patrick O'Dowd, as the defending reigning undisputed champion, you get to go first. Let me just get my score tracker here. So, yeah, you get to go first.
So that first category was masked gimmicks for unmasked wrestlers.
Yes.
Right? Let's – that sounds random enough that I'm all for it.
Okay. And just a reminder for those listening at home that may not have heard this before, a correct answer will give you 1 point. If, say, Patrick misses the first question, Miranda can either answer the question and she gets a point and control of the board. But if she gets it wrong, Patrick retains control of the board, or she can forego answering the question, not get a point, and take control of the board. They understand it. I just want to make sure you guys understand it as well. So this category will make a whole lot of sense after I read the first question. Question number one, Patrick O'Dowd. Sami Zayn worked under a mask with this name on the independents. Wait a minute. Where's the rest of the question? Hang on. Skype got in the way.
You need the rest of the question.
And in ROH before going to WWE.
All right. Who is El Generico? See, I even did it in the form of a question just for you.
Great job. All right, Patrick O'Dowd, you have 2 points and control of the board.
Let's keep with that category.
All right. This famous luchador was unmasked in WCW, then began wearing a mask again with no explanation when he signed with WWE.
It was Rey Mysterio?
You are correct.
Junior.
Yeah. I would accept either.
Thank you.
All right. Your turn still. You have 4 points and control of the board.
Let's live in the category.
All right. This wrestler donned a mask and called himself the Calgary Kid so he could wrestle on Raw after being banned from the brand.
Is that Bret Hart?
It is not Bret Hart. Miranda, you can either answer the question for a point or just take control of the board.
I'm going to take control of the board.
So the Calgary Kid was actually The Miz. Back in 2010, he was banned from Raw, became the Calgary Kid. They were in Canada, won to beat Eugene in a match, actually, and then got a title shot or something like that. So, all right, Miranda, you have control of the board. Pick your category.
I'm going to go with Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman. I'm going to be honest with you guys. This is probably the hardest category. So, Braun Strowman, question number one. Besides Nicholas, Braun Strowman held the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship with this person.
Oh, man. I
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Patrick O'Dowd, you can answer or you can take control of the board.
I'll take control of the board.
So, before you do, that person was, let me find the best way to show you. Seth Rollins was tag team champions with Braun Strowman.
Oh, yeah, because then they were feuding. Sorry,
right? Because that's what we do in WWE. Yes. Patrick O'Dowd, you have control of the board.
Let's go back to the masked wrestler one. I liked that category. That was entertaining.
I need to cross out the questions as we do them so I can keep track. This famous belt maker once wrestled under a mask as the Avenger.
I'm not answering that question because I do not know.
Miranda, the choice is yours.
I forgot the name. I had it on the tip, and I can't, so I'm going to just take control of the board.
The famous belt maker, of course, is in the news recently. That is Reggie Parks.
Yes.
Reggie All right, Miranda.
Hashtag save tag team wrestling.
Hashtag save tag team wrestling. The current AEW World Tag Team Champions gained popularity in the United States while wrestling on this cult favorite wrestling show.
What is NXT?
No. Patrick O'Dowd.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. No, never mind. Sorry.
Wrong company. Patrick O'Dowd. I know what company you're thinking of, but I know why you're thinking of it, but wrong company. Patrick O'Dowd.
Yeah.
I don't watch AEW, so I don't even know who the tag team champions are, so I will just take control of the board.
Okay, Miranda, no points, but who are the current AEW World Tag Team Champions?
Well, the current AEW Tag Team Champions are the Lucha Bros, and they were popular on Lucha Underground. I got
confused. See, that was going to be my guess, yep. But yeah. Was not because of the cult thing.
Yes, and because they lost the AAA Tag Team Championships to FTR.
Correct.
And that's where I got confused. So I know things. I just don't know them in the right order. So.
All right, Patrick, you control the board.
Let's save Tag Team Wrestling for the next one.
All right.
There's no dollar amounts.
I'm forgetting to cross things off again. All right. You might not know this one either. They are the current Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Champions.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
5 seconds.
I do, but I don't. Yeah, Miranda's already dancing, so go ahead and give it to her.
Miranda Morales, you can answer the question, which you will, or take control of the board.
I've gotten them wrong before, so I wouldn't be surprised if I got this wrong. But it is the Good Brothers.
It is indeed the Good Brothers. Our score is Patrick O'Dowd 4, Miranda Morales 1. Miranda Morales has control of the board.
Let's just keep on going with hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling.
This is a Patrick question too, but you might get it right. Let's see here. The first names of the fabulous Rougeau Brothers.
Jacques and Renee.
Patrick O'Dowd, you can answer or just take control of the board.
He's going to answer.
Jacques and Raymond.
It is Jacques Rougeau and Ray Rougeau.
Not Renee.
Renee was part of La Resistance. Renee Dupree was part of La Resistance. That's probably where you got that from. Patrick O'Dowd, you have six points and you have control of the board.
Let's go to WrestleMania 14.
Okay.
Because that's such an arbitrary WrestleMania for you to pick, but
I mean, if I plan on doing the wrestling game show a couple times a year, I got to be arbitrary, right? These two men fought in the main event of WrestleMania 14.
See, that's the problem is I'm trying to remember which WrestleMania was WrestleMania 14 off the top of my head. Because that wasn't
5 seconds.
The Rockin' in Austin?
Is that your guess?
Yeah. I think I know it's too early.
It is not The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Miranda?
Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It is Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold Steve Austin. You have 2 points, and you've controlled the board.
Let's keep on with WrestleMania 14.
This 2019 WWE Hall of Fame inductee teamed with Goldust against Mark Merrow and Sable.
That is Luna Vachon.
That is. You now have 4 points to Patrick 6 and control the board.
Let's just keep on going.
See, this is on here because of the attitude error. Like, I have to pick categories that suit both of you, and that's why this is on here. Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie, better known as Terry Funk, beat the New Age Outlaws in this type of match to win the WWF Tag Team Championships.
Is it a dumpster match?
It is indeed a dumpster match. You are now up to 6 points.
Let's just keep on rolling with this. Let's just get it out of the way.
All right, the fourth question in the category. They won the pre-show Battle Royal to become, and this was broadcast on Sunday Night Heat. It wasn't Dark Match. They won the pre-show Battle Royal to become number one contenders to the WWF Tag Team Championships.
I don't know. The only other two tag teams I know we just talked about. So no.
All right, Patrick O'Dowd.
I'll take control of the board.
All right. The answer was the Legion of Doom, LOD 2000 as they were called, when they made that return with Sonny as their manager. Patrick O'Dowd, you have control of the board.
I made a mistake by going over to WrestleMania 14. I'll go back to tag team wrestling.
Okay. Remember, this is one of those opinion questions. Well, you know what the rules are when there's an opinion question. The greatest tag team walking God's green earth today.
Oh, fuck me, dude. I don't remember what you said. Just hand it over to Brandy and give her free points.
She might not know either. She might not know either by the look on her face.
Oh. Jinder Mahal's not in a tag team right now.
No, he's not. Neither is Adam Cole.
No, I was going to say, I think it's who I said earlier, FTR.
It is, in fact, FTR. So you now have 8 points and control of the board.
Do we still have one in Masked Wrestlers?
We have one more under Masked Wrestlers, one more under Safe Tag Team Wrestling, and we have one more under WrestleMania 14, four more under Braun Strowman in all of the European Championship.
Oh. You know what? Let's just have some fun. Let's jump over to European Championship because we forgot about it. Just like most
just like history did. Yes, that's why it's on this week's show. Question number one under the European Championship. This man was the first to win the European Championship.
I don't know.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Patrick O'Dowd, you can answer or take control of the board.
Is it the British Bulldog?
It was indeed the British Bulldog. You now have control of the board. You have 8 points. Miranda has 8 points.
Let's close out the tag team wrestling category.
All right. Good luck with this one. Name one wrestler that Bret Hart won a tag team championship with besides Jim Neidhart. And I'll give you a hint. One of them happened in WCW.
Shit, who did he win it with? Did he win it with Goldberg? He didn't win it with Goldberg.
He did, in fact, win it with Goldberg.
That's only one I remember.
He won it with Goldberg. The other three people he won it with were Leo Burke, which is a Canadian name, Keith Hart, and Smith Hart. That is who he has won tag team championship with, besides Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Patrick O'Dowd, you're up to 10 now.
Let's close out the other category that's almost done, the Masked Wrestlers one.
Okay. You might know this one. We'll see. I'm very proud of this question. I'm proud of all of them because they're all creative, but I'm really proud of this one. This notable WWF stable of masked wrestlers included names such as Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, George the Animal Steel, Roddy Piper, and more.
Oh, fuck. I do know this. When you say it, I'm gonna kill myself. Not kill myself. Kick myself. I'm not suicidal. I can't remember. It's right there, and I can't remember it. Shit.
Miranda, you can take a stab at it, or you can take control of the board.
I'm going to take control of the board.
So the answer was, Patrick O'Dowd, the Machines.
Yes!
The Giant Machine, the Hulk Machine, the Hot Rod Machine.
Yes. I just listened to a Something to Wrestle With where they were talking about the machine.
There was a super machine, which was the Masked Superstar, which was Bill Eadie, who was in Demolition. The Animal Machine was George Animal Steel. They were all obvious. I think I actually saw them once on a house show as a kid, but I probably just saw them on MSG. Probably didn't actually see them on a house show. All right, so Miranda, you have control of the board. We have one question left under WrestleMania 14, four questions left under Braun Strowman, and four questions left under the European Championship.
Let's close out WrestleMania 14.
Where to go? There it is. This NWO member returned to the WWF the night after WrestleMania 14.
Yes. I thought that this person was going to be a response in the European championship category, so I was ready to say it, but I'm still ready to say it. That is X-Pac.
That is indeed X-Pac. With that answer, you have brought us back to a tie. You each have 10 points. You have control of the board.
Let's jump over back to European champion.
This four-time European champion was famously introduced from different European cities throughout his reigns, despite normal link build from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh. I don't know.
You're really going to kick yourself. Patrick O'Dowd?
I know.
From Helsinki, Finland, D'Lo Brown.
All right, Patrick, that brings you to 12 points. Let me cross that one off the list there.
All right, let's stay in Europe.
On July 22nd, 2002, this man defeated Jeff Hardy in a ladder match to unify the European and Intercontinental Championships.
Oh, shit. Kurt Angle. No, it wasn't Kurt Angle. Was it Kurt Angle?
It was not Kurt Angle.
No, he had...
I have no idea.
So are you going to just take control of the board?
Yeah, I'm going to take control of the board.
The answer to the question was Rob Van
Dam.
He's technically the last European champion, although WWE doesn't recognize him as such because he just unified the titles.
But I think that's when the belt went away. Didn't Angle have like three belts at one point or like two belts? And I thought it was those. That in the Intercontinental?
He did at WrestleMania 20 or whatever, WrestleMania 16.
That's right.
Lost them both, yeah.
I wasn't insane. Okay.
He also held every title in TNA at once. The Knockouts tag team. Yeah. Not really. All right, Miranda, you have control of the board. You are down by 2 points.
I guess we'll go with Braun Strowman.
All right, we've got four questions in Braun Strowman and two more in European Championship. This city hosted Braun Strowman's Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal win.
We got Orlando.
It was not Orlando. Patrick O'Dowd.
Is this the part of the show where Miranda and I just trade control of the board and don't answer any questions?
This might happen in this category.
I will take control of the board, and then I will give it back to Miranda after I miss a Braun Strowman question.
So the correct answer was I would have accepted New York City or East Rutherford, New Jersey, as he won it at WrestleMania 35.
Oh, Braun Strowman.
Yes. All right, Patrick O'Dowd, you have control of the board. You want Braun Strowman still?
Yeah, might as well. That's like Miranda and I just need to get through this.
Because there's still two more questions left in the European. There's still two more questions left in the European Championship. Yeah. Braun Strowman most recently wrestled this wrestler, also released from WWE in 2021.
Shit, I don't even remember that. Like, you can just buzz me because I don't remember.
Miranda? It's his most recent match.
Yes, that is with, oh my gosh, his name escapes me. But I know it, who it is. I'm trying to add it.
Five seconds.
I don't remember his name off the top of my head.
That would be EC3. On his Free the Narrative show that he did.
Wow.
So that means Patrick, control of the board goes back to you because Miranda didn't answer.
Yeah, I guess let's do the last Braun Strowman question.
Well, there's two more. That was number three.
There's two more?
I know it feels like more, but there's only been three Braun Strowman questions so far. There's two more. Yes.
Well, then fine. Yes, Braun Strowman.
This one you can at least guess at. Braun Strowman won this many strongman competitions.
Four.
Okay.
You're gonna say four?
Yeah, but
not four.
I'll take control of the board.
Okay. The correct answer was seven. He won seven strongman competitions.
Oh,
all right, so you've got
one question left under Braun Strowman and two questions left.
Divided by two.
Yes.
Equals seven.
You got one question left under Braun Strowman and two questions left under the European Championship.
Let's just go with Braun Strowman. That's a good idea.
Braun's PWI 500 ranking peaked at this number in 2018.
12.
Patrick O'Dowd, you can answer or take control of
the board. I'll take control of the board, but if you had rang the bell on that, I would have walked away from this show.
It's funny, though, that you guys were joking about dividing by two, because his highest ranking was 12 divided by two. It was six in 2018. All right, Patrick O'Dowd, you have a two-point lead. And control of the board. There's one. No, we're down. We're actually just down to the last two questions of the European Championship. So,
European Championship, please.
This man is the other four-time European champion. And if Greg had his way, he would be the all-time European champion and hold it forever.
I feel like this is a conversation that we've had that I should remember and know.
Probably.
I don't know. Triple H?
Miranda, you can answer the question or you can retain control of the board, which would be silly because there's one European championship question left, but you would get the answer first.
Yeah, I could take control of the board.
So the answer was William Regal. Last question, Miranda, you have first crack at it. You are down by two. You have 10, Patrick has 12. The number of times the European Championship actually changed hands in Europe. Just a number. 5 seconds.
What is one?
Patrick O'Dowd.
Since we're on the last question, I can throw a guess up there. Anyway, zero.
No, the first two times. It was originally one in Germany by the British Bulldog. Then it changed
hands. See, I didn't know if that would count.
Well, yeah. Then it changed hands.
It changed hands.
Yeah, well, whatever. It changed from Gorilla Monsoon's hands to Davey Boy Smith's hands.
I thought so little of it that it was zero. I know, right?
No, it was three. It was three. The first two happened in Europe, and then one along the way happened in Europe. But, like, the last 75% of the history was all in the U.S. with, like, one change in Canada. So, okay. So, Patrick O'Dowd, you have 12. Miranda Morales, you have 10. You will each wager a certain number of points on this question. You will have to text me the number of points that you are going to wager. The category, because you get to know the category before we do this, is the greatest tag team walking God's green earth today. So obviously the question is about FTR / The Revival. So once I have wagers in, I will ask the question. And then you're probably going to have to also text me your answers now that I think about it. So, all right. So I will write down the wagers. Okay. So, here is the question. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the question. Then we're going to go to commercial, during which you guys have to text me your answers, since we're not writing them like Jeopardy. Not that we're stealing Jeopardy, because we're not. Of course not. Just like none of the sound comes from YouTube. And during the commercial, you can text me your answers, and then we'll take it from there. So the question, FTR modeled their current individual names after this legendary tag team. Again, FTR modeled their current individual names after this legendary tag team. Text me your answers and we will find out who wins
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, so with Jeopardy, who usually goes first? Whoever has less points, right?
Yep.
All right, yeah. So Miranda, your answer was, let me pull it up here. I don't know, LOL. Oh, wait, that's you said after you sent your answer.
Yeah. I said it.
Your answer was the Midnight Express. That is not, oh, wait, let's. You wagered 5 points, bringing your score down to 5. You finish with 5 points. Patrick O'Dowd will already know whether or not he's won because he knows his wager. Patrick O'Dowd, your answer was the Fabulous Freebirds. And your wager was, this is an audio podcast, not a video podcast.
You wager, I know, but you said Miranda's out loud. Like, I don't, I wagered
this is,
one.
This is for the moment. You wagered
shit
one.
About FTR.
Like, therefore, he's still the reigning, disputed, undisputed champion of the wrestling game show, Patrick O'Dowd. The answer was that Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler model their names after Axe and Smash of Demolition. Patrick O'Dowd, you are a 2-time wrestling game show champion, and we have no choice but to acknowledge you.
Acknowledge me.
Congratulations.
It's a dubious honor, but I'll take it.
As you
like
should.
Winning the European Championship.
Very, very, very much deserved.
All right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out.
Crown Jewel takes place this Thursday. Special start time of like noon or whatever. I don't know. Patrick Dowd's not going to watch it because it's in Saudi Arabia. The rest of us will watch it. We do have the finals of the Queen's Crown Tournament and the finals of the King of the Ring. All I want to know is who the heck's going to win these things. But let's do this in a really fun way. Patrick Dowd, who do you think is going to win the King of the Ring?
Who do I think is going to win? I mean, Jinder Mahal, right?
Except he's not.
I don't even care if he's been eliminated.
He's already been eliminated.
He's going to come out of the crown. He's going to come out of the crown.
I mean, Shane McMahon did win the Best in the World tournament in Saudi Arabia without being entered in it. So anything is possible.
Finn Balor. Anything could happen.
Yes. So Patrick O'Dowd is going with Finn Balor to defeat Xavier Woods to become King of the Ring. Miranda Morales.
It sounds like I would automatically pick Finn Balor because of obvious reasons.
3 minute warning, what? Miranda. 3 minute warning, Miranda.
I'm going to go with Xavier Woods.
That's probably the right answer.
I have to go with Xavier Woods, too. I don't see how this benefits Finn Balor at all. I really don't.
It doesn't.
Xavier Woods will probably be hilarious with it. I thought he was not going to be able to win because Big E is already the WWE champion. And that'll be two random titles in, well, not one's not random, but two championships in the New Day. Solo, but I think this is the direction they're going, is Xavier Woods. Although you could argue he's only in it because he campaigned about it on social media, but who the heck knows? The Queen's Crown Tournament will have its final match during Crown Jewel as well. We have Zelina Vega going one-on-one with Doudrop to be crowned the Queen's Crown champion. Miranda, we'll let you go first this time.
I'm going to go with Doudrop.
It's like the exact opposite of the finals we thought we were going to have when we did your show last week.
Yes, exactly.
Doudrop, Patrick O'Dowd.
Just to be difficult, I'll go with Zelina Vega.
Just the picture that I've seen posted from Raw of Zelina Vega sitting on the throne with the crown and everything, right. Like, it's too perfect because they probably won't do it. But I got to go with Zelina Vega as well. I just think she's going to – and then you got a baby face on one side, a heel on the other. I just really think that would be
so
very well suited.
Over under 30.5 seconds for the women's Queen of the Ring.
I'll take the over.
Including entrances.
Yeah. Had you gone like 3 minutes? Had you gone 3 minutes, I think it would have actually been a tough question.
But it was a comedic effect sort of question. It was the ridiculous fact that, like, what is it, like 7 minutes total of Queen of the Ring time?
Stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Melton says we didn't want to do this women's tournament like 7 minutes of ring time. Although,
right.
Ring time versus all the other stuff. Wrestling, WWE is not about ring time. It's about total TV time. But so that's going to wrap things up for this week's edition of the Baby Fiasco podcast. You can go follow him on the Twitter, which we encouraged you so much earlier to go on Twitter. So why not, right? At Wrestling Realist. It's WrestlingRealist. He is the host of Bandwagon Nerds and so much more. He's the Wrestling Realist, Patrick O'Dowd. Patrick, what did people miss this Monday on Bandwagon Nerds if they haven't listened?
We spent our main event talking about DC Fandom and all the major trailer drops that went there. That is easily the highlight of the program. Also led to this week's Nerd Review, which will be Dave and Ray reviewing the newly released animated film Injustice. So look for that on the site later this week.
There you go. And you can follow her on the Instagram and the Facebook, but not on Twitter, because like Patrick said earlier, she is the Twitterless heroine. It's at the hashtag Miranda. Miranda is spelled out for Miranda Morales. Miranda, what can the world hear and myself participate in on this week's edition of the hashtag Miranda Show?
Yes, it is here. Impact Wrestling Bound for Glory happening this Saturday, and we are going to be previewing it on the hashtag Miranda Show.
There you go. You can follow me at ChairShotGreg on all of your forms of social media. The website is at ChairShotMedia. Like, subscribe, leave us that 5-star review. Tell a friend all about the fun we had on the Wrestling Game Show, because they can play along and see if they do better than Patrick O'Dowd and Miranda Morales. But until the next one of those happens, Patrick O'Dowd is your Wrestling Game Show champion. Of course, if you're here locally, IZW returns to action on Saturday, November 20th at the Scottsdale Studios. Each week on the hashtag Miranda Show, I'm talking about a different element of this year's show. Just to tease it a little bit, because the show airs later today on the same day, Wednesday, I will be talking about the involvement of the IZW Arizona Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame on the November 20th IZW fully legal event. So at IZWWrestling.com or at IZWWrestlingAZ for all of your information, as well as links to buy tickets. Front Row VIP is sold out. General admission is still available. So go on out there, grab your tickets, come out and have a great time. Other than that, that will wrap things up for this week's edition of the Babyface Heel podcast. Let us know how we did. Let us know if you like the new order of operations. If not, maybe we'll change it back. Who knows? But until next time, for Patrick O'Dowd, for Miranda Morales, my name is Greg DeMarco, and we will talk to you next week. But until then, just remember to always use your head. Yeah. Here comes the big dog. The big dog, Roman Reigns. The big dog. And we kick off Monday Night Raw live tonight in Phoenix, Arizona with the big dog. You guys know how to party. I really do think that Jinder should have been King of the Ring. But I think Xavier Woods would be hilarious. Like, he has the best reactions.
A good king.
So anyone like besmirching the crown, he'll be hilarious, because he's always like, "What?" Like, he'll just go crazy over stuff.
He'll change his speech pattern to an English accent.
He probably will. Like, he'll probably.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it.
I think he will.
He won't go full King Buka, but he'll totally do it.
Be a world champion, but damn, is the King of the Ring, I think, a really good role for him.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll raise or lower the prestige. It might actually raise it by accident, but I do think he will be such a hilarious King of the Ring that he'll make that crown matter.
He had Baron Corbin as king. Like, the prestige has already been a rose of king.
And then King Nakamura won it and then didn't even get a chance to actually win it back in the tournament. But he's the Intercontinental Champion, so who
I mean, he seeded his crown.
He did.
Yeah, he forfeited, you know, he did the right thing.
He did do the right thing.
He was a stand-up guy about it. So.
Maybe he'll attack the winner and turn heel again. I don't know. Who knows?
Who cares? Who knows? All right, man.
Fuck you, Pat!
Ouch.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
There's nothing worse than getting home from your trip only to find you missed a can't-miss travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unregrettable. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer service, so you always have support around the clock. Download the Viator app now to use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Regret less. Do more with Viator.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.